This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Oh, hello there, and welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I'm calling an audible today, and I am doing a topic that I hadn't planned to do because I'm seeing a particular struggle over and over again on social media, over email, and in my fat loss fast track group. And it is related to feeling off track or feeling like you need to restart or start fresh. Right? Lots of people right now are dealing with winter weather, and even more people just kind of struggle with the weekends. Week after week after week, they feel like Monday through Friday, I've nailed it, but Saturday and Sunday, I undo everything. And they emerge either from the snowstorm or the stressful week at work or the train wreck of a weekend, and they're kind of frustrated and they're ready for a fresh start. And I so get this. I have been there over and over and over and over again, but it was holding me back. Let me explain why it was holding me back. We start strong. We know how to start strong. We've done it so many times. We're fired up. We're ready to go. We have a plan, but then we slip up and we make choices we aren't proud of. So we pick a date. Tomorrow, Monday, the first of the month, after next weekend, and we decide that that is our next new start. But think about it this way, all right? I want you to imagine quite literally that you and I are together on a track, you know, like a round high school track, and we line up next to each other, just me and you, and our goal is to hop forward 50 hops. That's it. That's the goal. So we start at the same time, and after a few hops, we both kind of trip up and stumble, we lose our rhythm, and you shake your head, and you're like, oh, my bad, I was distracted. I'm going to start over. And I just keep on hopping, right? And you jog back to the start, and you're like talking yourself into it, all right, I'm ready to go, I'm going to do this time. And then, you know, 10 hops in, you lose your balance. And so you kind of hustle back to the start and you start over. Maybe you're frustrated, you start cursing, but you're like, I'm going to get this. And I maybe lose my balance too, but I just keep on hopping. I'm just going to get 50, right? Pretty or not, I'm going to get 50. We take this same exact approach of, whoops, my bad, rough weekend, starting over on Monday. And most of us are just backpedaling back to the start line until our next new beginning instead of continuing to push forward. And we justify moving backwards because we know and we make ourselves feel better about the fact that we already have our next fresh start in mind. And beginnings feel good, right? This is why so many people go buy a new planner and pretty pens for their planner. Or they clean out their closet because beginnings feel good. They do feel good, but we're not after a feel-good beginning. We are after our goal. And if we keep restarting, we will never get there. If starting fresh just means rewinding and beginning again, we're not going to get anywhere at all. The only way to get where you want to go is to keep going. If you trip up, keep going. If you get frustrated, keep going. If you make a choice you don't feel good about, keep going. If you gain weight, keep going. If you overeat, keep going. Never start again. Seriously, hear me on that. Never start again. We do not need more strong starts. We've nailed that. We get it. We understand it. We're doing it and doing it and doing it well, right? What we haven't nailed is the keep going part. When clients email me and say, how do I get back on track? I tend to respond by saying, acknowledge that you're not off track. You're not. Don't look backwards. Just keep going. There's been so many times in a workout, right? And I look at my workouts kind of the same way as I look at my overall fat loss journey, because there's been so many times where in the middle of a workout, I feel like I've lost my mojo. Either I lose my rhythm or I lose my balance or I lose my energy, right? I might need to pause. I might need a break, but I don't start over, right? This one time recently, I was doing burpees over the bar, right? So you get down, you do a burpee, and then instead of jumping straight up, you jump over the bar. I tripped over the bar, wiped out, landed on my face, no big deal. But if I took the approach that so many of us, myself included, took related to food choices, then I would have said, damn it, now I need to start over, right? Ugh, okay, reset the clock, I'm starting over. Because we like the feeling of a new beginning, but it doesn't get us where we want to go. I didn't need a fresh start. I'm gonna trip, I'm gonna fall, I'm gonna get tired, I'm gonna take breaks. But the clock doesn't restart. I just keep going. I am not going to erase, and neither are you, what I've done in the past, whether it's perfect or imperfect. Instead, we always have the ability to identify one thing we can do right now, today, in this moment. Why wait until tomorrow or Monday or the first of the next month to feel like you're taking back control? Take back control right now. If I get an email on, you know, a Sunday afternoon, I'm starting over tomorrow. Why not do something right now? I don't understand. Why wait until tomorrow when you totally have the ability to take a step forward right now? That doesn't mean go run a marathon to, you know, have penance for your crappy weekend eating. Not at all. But what is one thing? Maybe you can prepare your lunch for tomorrow, or you can just sit down and have a large glass of water, or do 10 air squats, or prepare your very next fat loss friendly meal. You do not need another strong start. I do not need another strong start. I have started a bazillion times. I know exactly how to do it, and I could tell you how to do it, but we don't need to know how to start strong. We fail to reach our goals because we keep restarting, because we fail at consistency. Literally imagine your journey, whether it's your journey to a healthier relationship with food, your fat loss journey, your fitness journey, your financial journey. View it as an actual journey, a hike, a path, where the only way you get where you need to go is to keep moving. Does that mean that on this journey you won't sit down and catch your breath? Of course not. That you won't trip or fall or get a little lost? Of course not. But it does mean that you can't keep returning to the starting point and expect to get there. I assure you that you cannot imagine how many challenges I had, and heck, how many challenges I continue to have and had along the way of losing almost 150 pounds. Seriously, I gained weight. I hit plateaus. I made choices I didn't feel good about afterwards. I had moments of feeling nervous that maybe I hadn't really established habits and maybe I was going backwards. But the difference between what I've done this time and what I did all the bazillions of times before when I kept restarting was that I never restarted. I just decided wherever I was, whatever I did, whatever happened, to keep going. I never looked at it as starts and stops, right? It's all part of the journey, and I am just going to keep going. You just need to keep going. You have started before. You've nailed the art of the start. You don't need to do that again, right? If I woke up in the morning feeling frustrated that yesterday was not the day I was hoping to have, or if I left a restaurant frustrated that I had made choices I didn't feel good about, or if I was in the middle of making choices that I was very well aware wouldn't help me reach my goals, I would say, all right, what can I do right now to make forward progress? What is one little baby step I can take right now? All of this Monday and tomorrow talk is the old way. It is dressing it up and making it look different, but it's taking the same approach that you've taken before and you know exactly where it has led you. What is one small step towards your goal? Maybe it's as simple as, I'm not going to buy any food today, right? Because maybe you have all the makings for fat loss friendly meals in your house, but the challenge is you run into Walgreens and get a candy bar or a Coke or whatever. So today I'm just going to keep it really simple and I'm not going to buy anything. I'm going to eat what I have and that's all I'm going to eat. Or maybe you're going to do a 5-minute workout. Maybe you're going to track today and that's all you're going to do. The other critical part of this, understanding that we can't keep restarting and expect to get where we want to go, is understand and accept that challenges will arise. They will. And instead of looking at it as, I messed up and I need to start over, understand that these challenges, they're actually a gift. They are exactly what you need. Can you maintain your weight loss if you never learn moderation? Unlikely. And how do you learn moderation? Practice. And how do you practice being moderate? In situations where you're tempted to not be moderate. So you need those situations to arise. Instead of feeling like, oh my gosh, everything was going perfectly and then I had to go back to work and like, you know, there's candy everywhere and there's donuts in the break room. Instead of looking at that as an obstacle, look at that as a tool that you need to collect, right? If this were a video game, this is where you earn points. This is something that you need. This is time to learn a skill you must have. I've talked on so many podcasts before and webinars about how we need practice, how anything and everything can be made easy through practice. The challenge is that so many of us rarely practice. We do it when it's easy, because, I mean, easy is easy, right? We've done that a million times, but it's not about what you do when you feel like it. It's not about what you do when you're motivated. It's not about what you do that is easy. That is not what we need, right? We need to practice when it's not easy so that what's not easy becomes easy. I'm going to say that again. We need to practice when it's not easy so that what is not easy becomes easy. I did an episode months ago about how to make fat loss easy. And I talked about how it can in fact be easy, which I know is a hard thing for many people to imagine, with enough practice. But the challenge is that most of us skip practice every day. And in that episode, I talked about, if you haven't checked that one out, it's how to make fat loss easy. I'll link to it in the show notes. Definitely listen to that one. But I talked about how we can think about it like being a basketball player. And maybe you have an awesome layup, right? And in games, you nail your layups. It's easy. It's fun. In practice, when you're doing layup drills, you are all over it, right? But you're terrible at free throws. So when it's time to practice free throws, you sigh, you huff and puff. I suck at free throws. And you go get a drink of water. You go to the bathroom. You leave the court. You sit in the locker room. Is that ever going to get easy? No. So in these moments of temptation, when you're snowed in, or when you're frustrated, or when you're overtired or tempted in any way, instead of resenting these moments, be grateful for them. You need them. These moments are the only way to earn easy. And it doesn't mean that you have to nail them and be perfect any more than it means that when you decide to practice your free throws, you're going to make every shot. Of course you're not. That's the whole point. But you've got to stop skipping practice and you've got to stop starting over. You do not need another strong start. If you want a strong finish, you don't get that through a series of strong starts, right? You get that by refusing to stop. Refusing to stop. Of course it's easy when it's easy, and it's easy to start. It's easy to start because you're very well practiced. Anybody can start. You've done it before, but that's not what you need. We don't get where we're going with a series of strong starts. We get there by refusing to stop. So when you find yourself in a situation where you're tempted to say, I need a fresh start, I need to start over, I need a reset. No, you don't. You need to take one step forward. So identify that one step. Do not create a 7-day detox plan or a 7-day super strict chicken and broccoli meal plan so that you can undo whatever you did. It doesn't work like that. You've done that before. Just stick with that one small step that you need in order to move forward. Always be thinking, what can I do right now to take one step forward? One step. Maybe that's just, I need to go to bed, right? Maybe I'm tearing through the kitchen like the Tasmanian devil and I just need to go to bed. But always be mindful in moments when you're doing the work and in moments when you're not, that you always have the ability to say, what is one step forward I can take? And I really challenge you to change your perspective about wanting to start over, needing a fresh start. We have mastered the start. We need to nail the journey. So work on becoming aware of the times when your mind starts to drift to that desire to restart, start fresh, reset, whatever, and just identify one thing you can do to make a step in the direction of your goals. And I really want to encourage you, if you have not checked out Breaking Barriers, that is my revamped Better Than Ever course on overcoming emotional eating and self-sabotage. If you want to understand why you have these moments that create the situation where you feel like you need to reset or restart, I really encourage you to do that, because for so many people, it is not about what to do to make weight loss happen in terms of food choices, in terms of workouts. It's about reducing the frequency of these moments that make us feel like we need a restart, make us feel like we've given in or given up or made reverse progress. That is what we have to tackle. And I would love to help you go through that course and change your pattern of behavior so that on the one hand, you're working on not restarting, and on the other hand, you're becoming very aware of how and why you sabotage yourself so that we can stop that. And then we reduce the amount of times we feel like we need to restart because we are no longer sabotaging ourselves. So you can find that on primalpotential.com. under the transformation tools section. And I really would love to see you in there. But more than anything, my hope for you this week is that you can avoid any talk with yourself about starting over. There are no more starts. We've done that before. Now it's time to finish. See you guys soon. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.